the Ulysses, man's greatest achievement. A ship capable of traveling to distant galaxies. But a freak accident leaves the ship helpless. Its AI, damaged, dangerous, plays a deadly game with the two surviving members of the crew. If they indulge the machine's newfound passion for science fiction and fantasy trivia, it will permit limited access to the astrogation matrix and star drive. For astronauts Clive Ashenden and Rob Wickens, the choice is clear. If they ever want to see Earth again, they must define the A to Z of SFF.
A is for Ace Trucking Co. Comic, continue.
Ah, okay, right, okay, so...
Any space, any time.
Any space, anywhere. Anytime, anywhere, Ace Trucking. Great little story, this. Ran in 2000 AD, the galaxy's greatest comic, by the way, and, you know, just in case you were wondering, from 1981 to 1985. Basically, the story of the aforementioned Ace Trucking Co., who are, well, basically a group of aliens who run a space trucking business out of their slightly battered freighter, the Speedo Ghost.
Yeah, this is a bit more of an obscure one, isn't it? I mean, I must admit, I've read a few Ace Trucking Co. strips, but this isn't one that I feel like I'm a massive expert in. It's sort of, this is quite early 2000 AD, isn't it?
Well, like I say, 1981 to 1985, so yeah, it's you're sort of 5 years into the comic at this point. But it's really got its own charm. It's written by Grant and Wagner, so two of the core writing teams of 2000 AD. John Grant and John Wagner, they really know their stuff. But it's kind of, it's a bit of a strange one in that you've got the whole sort of, I guess, the nod to the whole CB craze of the mid-70s, but, you know, sort of popping up well after the fact, 1981, really, when it starts. And,
Well, and there's a bit of that sort of Clockwork Orange, NADSAC type speech, isn't there?
Oh, very much. I think the joy of Ace Trucking Co. is that it's very much an attempt to kind of push a whole kind of alien world and, you know, a whole alien society through to the point where, you know, as Clive mentioned, the language can be, you know, there's this weird kind of CB slang that sort of that all the characters speak, but certainly our hero Ace Garp, the pointy headed alien captain of the Speedo Ghost, speaks pretty much exclusively like the guy from Convoy or something like that. You know, he's got that whole kind of breaker kind of thing going on in the way he talks.
Everyone's his good buddy, aren't they?
That's right, good buddy, yeah. But yeah, the strip is fun because it is just completely bonkers. You know, it really is an attempt to just go completely out there in terms of dialogue and in terms of the sort of visual aesthetic of the thing. And that kind of works perfectly because the main artist on Ace Trucking Co. is the prime surrealist of 2000 AD's sort of certainly the early block of artists that they use, Massimo Bilardinelli, who's you know, he was featured in the first issue of 2000 AD writing drawing Dan Dare. And here, for Ace Trucking, he's pretty much just given his head and just told to go completely out there. And boy, howdy, does he.
Yeah, I mean, it's like sort of, you know, Mos Eisley Cantona sort of like times by a thousand, isn't it? It's just sort of, and it's full of sort of parodies of stuff. You know, there are kind of you know, that there are sort of characters who look suspiciously like Rambo or sort of pop up. This is a strip where Tharg will turn up, you know, and actually be in the strip, having ordered something from Ace Trucking Company. It's, you know, I mean, the strip it reminds me of is just in terms of tone, I guess, is something like DR and Quinch.
Yeah, I guess so. Again, something where there are very few human characters in there, and it is just kind of trying to go as out there and be as crazy and alien as possible, really. But it's enormous fun to read, just because it is so outre and out there. So
who are Ace Trucking Company, Rob?
Okay, Ace Trucking Company are, as I mentioned, at the head of the block. Ace Garp is the captain of the Speedo Ghost, captain owner, proprietor of Ace Trucking Co. Pointy-headed alien, a little bit furry around the edges. You know, he's got this kind of mammalian thing going on. His first mate is a character called GBH, open brackets, dead, close brackets. his stick is basically that he believes himself to be dead. He's kind of the enforcer, bouncer, as well as the first mate. Then you have the skeletal freak, who's the engineer. He's this tiny little bug-eyed, basically skeleton character.
Feek the freak,
yeah, definitely. Who spends most of his time sort of winding Ace up and sort of cackling away, and being generally an irritation. And then, of course, you have the ship's computer. The ghost is kind of the sort of dry, kind of sort of vaguely tolerant, but at the same time, kind of I guess you'd say kind of the conscience of the crew, I guess. But you know, kind of like, oh yeah, what's Ace got us into this time?
So you're saying there's like a highly intelligent AI that runs the ship that believes that they're so much above the crew members.
Do you know, I'd never thought of it like that. Yes, that's
that seems a bit close to home, Rob.
It does rather, doesn't it? Yeah. I am kind of one. Yeah, that would make sense as to why we're actually talking about Ace Trucking now, doesn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
The interesting thing for me about Ace Trucking is the fact that the writers, Grant and Wagner, rapidly became actually quite bored with the whole strip, and famously tried to get rid to end it on more than one occasion by either flying the Speedo Ghost into the sun or having the whole crew in prison.
Having them all sent down prison.
But annoyingly, the strip was just so popular, they just had to keep bringing Ace Trucking back. And what becomes more obvious as you sort of go through the history of the strip is the way that that Grant and Wagner kind of just get more and more sick of the whole thing and try and make the characters, particularly Ace Garp, more and more unlikable. So
Okay, that makes sense, because I think a lot of the Ace Trucking strips that I've read have been from that sort of post them getting out of jail period.
That sort of later period. Because, I mean, at the beginning of the stories, Ace is a bit of a... what's the best way of putting it? He's quite wily, and he's good at sort of coming up with plans on the fly that actually seem to work, but as time goes on, he becomes
he's sort of like a fantastic Mr. Fox, isn't he?
Sort of. He's very much got that kind of being able to think on his feet, whereas as time goes on, Ace becomes more sort of arrogant and becomes less competent, I guess, as well, and just becomes much more annoying, frankly.
So you'd say stick to the earlier strips then?
I would recommend, yeah, there's certainly one story which is kind of a huge race where Ace and various other crews have to basically deliver to five or six different, increasingly more difficult places to deliver packages, and that motors along brilliantly. And you've got all, again, there's Billard Nelly and the writers kind of open up things, so you've got all sorts of weird other trucking crews. Yeah, you know, there's no sense of any ship looking anything like any other ship out there, so the visual invention is just extraordinary.
With Billard and Ellie, you've got no worries about things looking getting stale on the visual front.
Definitely not. I mean, you know, it's almost Dali-esque, the amount of invention that you get there. But yeah, I'd definitely say, you know, stick to the first couple of years of the strips. There's have a look at some of the early the graphic novel collections. You know, volume one of that is a very good primer into the world of Ace Trucking, and I don't think you can go wrong with it. It's just so full of invention, and there's so much going on. Although it might take you a little while just to figure out exactly what some of the characters are saying. I think to the point where they're 2000 AD.
Yeah, they have little kind of editors sort of boxes where they explain, where they kind of sort of decipher some of it for you.
That's right. Yeah, they've got little box outs and things like that. And Ace Trucking it's a curio in 2000 AD's history, in that it's got a great reputation, but at the same time, it doesn't really, you know, there's not a great deal of strips out there, and obviously almost disowned now by the writers who just got bored with it so quickly. But, you know, a lot of fans, 2000 AD fans, myself included, do have a very soft spot for it. So there you go. I think it's worth checking out just for the more outre kind of Billard Nelly, art flourishes that you get.
Yeah, Psychomedia, what do you say, good buddy?
I'm not your good buddy.
But there you go, there's power come up. All right.
There's power come up. Oh, maybe he is our good buddy after all. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Hit it, Rob.
10-10, never again.
A to Z of SFF was written and performed by Rob Wickings and Clive Ashenden. The show was produced and edited by Rob Wickings at All Hallows Coast of Reading, the finest sound available anywhere. Would you like to know more? Go to www.theatozofsff.com. Like us on Facebook as the A to Z of SFF. Or follow us on Twitter at the A to Z of SFF.